Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What they have been doing to Trump, that's exactly what they are trying to do to Montana's popular Attorney General, Austin Knutson. Here is the latest news on the Kangaroo Court Commission going after Montana's Attorney General with a Soviet-style show trial. That's what I wrote back in October of last year. And the lawfare that has been waged against Donald J. Trump, some would say, is continuing to be waged against Donald Trump right now with these corrupt federal judges like Boasberg and others trying to keep the criminal illegal aliens in the country and go against the will of the people. This is the lawfare that we have seen used by our liberal courts here in Montana and the phony little commissions appointed by them to wage lawfare against really who I believe is the best attorney general in the country, our friend Attorney General Austin Knutson. But, yeah, I was off Friday. We had a volleyball tournament to go to, so I thought, what the heck, let's take the day off. You guys can enjoy a great Freedom Friday with our friend George Blackard. But Friday morning is when this hearing took place. They had a hearing before the state Supreme Court. I mean, what a joke. What a waste of freaking time. What a waste of time and your taxpayer dollars. That's what the Democrats that are in charge of these courts have been doing. They launched these phony complaints against the attorney general. He is the elected attorney general that you, the people of Montana, elected. And what do they try to do? He's not allowed to criticize judicial overreach. He's not allowed to criticize these judges and their rulings. When they take the laws that your lawmakers that you elected passed through the legislative process and then the governor that you elected signed into law, totally constitutional bills, but no, these partisan Democrat activists paid for by Planned Parenthood, paid for by out-of-state Democrat mega donors who fund their campaigns. They're sure getting what they paid for, aren't they? They go in and they say, nope, I don't like that. I'm going to strike that law down. And they've done that repeatedly. But, oh, no, the attorney general who was elected to stand up for the people of Montana. No, he's not allowed to say anything about it. See, we can do whatever we want, but he's not allowed to say anything about it. And so they launched these phony complaints against him. But pretty interesting reading some of the write-ups. I didn't get a chance to listen in on the full hearing that took place on Friday morning. But thankfully, we have a new Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court there to at least provide a little bit of common sense in this process. I'll read some of the highlights for you here coming up after the break. And then later on in the hour, we'll have a great guest back on the show, somebody who did watch the entire hearing on Friday morning, conservative political consultant Jake Eaton, back with us around 8:40 this morning. Plus, we've got Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Montana doing a weekly legislative update here in just a few minutes. So a lot to talk about here on Monday's Montana Talks. Back right after this.
Out here, in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Stress builds up, you have trouble sleeping, maybe your mind is racing and you just don't feel like yourself. So what do? We get help. Lots of people are struggling with their mental health. It's more common than you think. The good news is, there are people in our community who are here for us when times are tough. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world, so we don't feel so alone. One thing you can do is visit loveyourmindtoday.org for simple steps you can take to find the right solution for you. Whether it's hearing stories about what other people are going through, or finding the resources we need to navigate the stresses in our lives, visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Media Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
President Trump's attacks on some of the world's biggest law firms is drawing a surge in media attention. The latest is Skadden Arps, which agreed to pay $100 million in free services to the White House rather than be targeted with an executive order. This follows Paul Weiss, which agreed to provide $40 million in pro bono work, again, to avoid an executive order, which, by barring these firms from reviewing classified material, makes it very hard for them to provide help to their corporate clients. Now, three other firms have sued the administration and won an initial battle in court, saying this is unfair to them to be singled out. And often it's just a single lawyer, a former prosecutor like Bob Mueller, who was part of the firm, and therefore the president is seeing them as hostile and striking back. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
It's tax.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Who is the Democrat Party in Montana? It's Planned Parenthood. It's the radical abortion lobby. It's these out-of-state mega donors like Hans-Jörg Wiest, the radical environmentalist, Tom Steyer, and the rest of them. It's also the trial lawyer lobby. Democrat mega donors, out-of-state mega donors, their dark money groups, the Planned Parenthood lobby, the ACLU, the radical transgender activists, that is the Democrat Party. That's also who funds the campaigns for these left-wing Supreme Court justices here in Montana. And then in certain judicial races, they'll get involved at the district court level here in Montana as well. And those are the very same people who basically make up the financial base of the Democrat Party that are now trying to get the Republican Attorney General you elected and reelected removed from office. That's what they're trying to do with this phony complaint against him here that just had the hearing before the Montana Supreme Court on Friday morning. You know, you look at, we've got Trende Aragua, illegal alien gang members in Montana. We've got drug cartels targeting folks, crime. You've got parents' rights cases. Our courts are overwhelmed, they keep telling us. They need more judges. They need more staff. Why do they need more judges? Why do they need more staff? The courts are overwhelmed, they tell us. But yet here they are wasting the time of our Supreme Court on this nonsense. I got a couple of headlines in front of me here, both from liberal media sources. Knudsen asks Supreme Court to dismiss punishment for misconduct charges. What a joke. Montana Public Radio writes this. Knudsen's defense counsel argued that the attorney general was not given due process during the hearing and that the charges infringe on the separation of powers. And it looks like the chief justice of the Montana Supreme Court, the newly elected chief justice of the Montana Supreme Court, concurs. Basically, one of the things, and this was in another report here by a liberal blog called The Daily Montanan, where Chief Justice Corey Swanson made the point that this Office of Disciplinary Counsel that is basically overseen by the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court, it's partisan Democrats that have run this process. It's a partisan Democrat who is leading this complaint process against Austin Knudsen. They would make charges against him, and then they wouldn't give him a chance to respond. Chief Justice Swanson said this. He said, "This thing is a mess from start to finish." I agree with you. A whole bunch of their statements and conduct on the front end look bad. The proceeding, ruling on things without him having a chance to respond, and then issuing this decision immediately before the election, that looks political. That was the charge from Chief Justice Swanson. And, of course, it was political. It was political from day one. You've got the most popular, I don't know about the most popular attorney general in the country, but I would say the most effective. He's obviously popular here in Montana. Best attorney general in the country. And the Democrats couldn't beat him at the ballot box the first time, nor the second time. So they're trying to strip away his law license. Because then they'll claim, well, if he doesn't have a law license, you have to have a law license to serve as attorney general. If he doesn't have a law license, he can't be the attorney general. Well, apparently, even if this was from the Daily Montana, even if the Montana Supreme Court decides to suspend Attorney General Austin Knudsen for 90 days, boy, I tell you what, that would be a badge of courage, wouldn't it? That alone would get him elected governor in 4 years. These guys suspended my law license because I stood up for the people of Montana. There's your campaign right there. But what they're saying is that the penalty, even if they give him that absurd penalty, it doesn't mean that he would lose his elected office. And apparently not only did the lawyer, Christian Corrigan, for Attorney General Austin Knudsen, not only did his lawyer say that, but the lawyer for the ODC, the left-wing run Office of Disciplinary Counsel, also agreed on that move. So you can see where already even the left-wing mob is starting to backpedal just a little bit here. See, they want to take a shot at the attorney general. They want to try to make him look bad with headlines, but that ain't working because it just everyday Montanans see this, and they see Austin Knudsen as the fighter for us. He's standing up for the people. He's doing the job he was elected to do, and these partisans wearing robes are an embarrassment. They are a mockery of justice, which is all the more reason why we need judicial reform to come out of this legislative session. It should be one of the top priorities. That, income tax relief, property tax relief, those three should be top priorities, and I think will be. It's a reminder of just that. But see, here they're backpedaling. They're saying, well, even if we suspend him and even if we rule against him here, he can still stay in office. You know why? It's because all they want is a headline. All they want is a campaign theme. Oh, he was charged with blank. He was found guilty of blank. Guilty of standing up for the people of Montana in the face of these partisan tyrants on the bench. But they know that if they actually tried to remove him from office, boy, would that really wake up the people of Montana. I mean, look at what their lawfare against President Trump did. It propelled him right back into the White House.
It's March 31st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Crayon Day. For kids and adults alike, take some time to find a box of crayons, a pad of blank paper, and let your imaginations just go. Edwin Binney, along with his cousin, founded the art supply company Crayola in 1885 and have been fueling creativity ever since. Blue remains the most popular crayon, followed by red, violet, and green. Also on this date, in 1889, the Eiffel Tower officially opens as part of the Paris Exposition. Gustav Eiffel's creation would hold the distinction of being the tallest man-made structure in the world for more than four decades. And in 1985... Mr. T beat the team of Rowdy Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff in the main event match of the first WrestleMania at Madison Square Garden in New York City. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Securing America.
During an early Sunday joint news conference with the Japanese Defense Minister, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reiterated the U.S.'s commitment to its Asian ally.
It is clear to me that our alliance is the cornerstone of peace and security in the Indo-Pacific.
While stating that the two countries are united in their goals of continuing freedom.
America and Japan stand firmly together in the face of aggressive and coercive actions by the communist Chinese.
Hegseth announced the U.S. will now place a joint military commander in Japan, which the secretary says will lead to increased cooperation in real time.
Support U.S. operations and help Japan and U.S. forces defend this territory.
Hegseth adding that America first does not mean America alone. Ken Nuretsky, Fox News.
Montana Talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we should have Henry Kringle, the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity Montana, with us here any second now for our weekly legislative update every Monday here at this time. But, I know, it's getting crazy, down to the wire in the legislative session. So you never know if he gets pulled into a committee meeting or something like that. So if he is tied up this morning, well, we'll just drive on and get to some of your phone calls here this morning. But let me give you a little bit of a background information in the meantime. Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal had a great write-up here. Governor Greg Gianforte urging support for his tax cut proposal. This is Senate Bill 323 that will cut income taxes for Montanans at every income level. This is sponsored by State Senator Josh Kassmeyer out of Fort Benton. The proposal includes the largest income tax cut in state history, reducing the income tax rate that most Montanans pay from 5.9% to 4.9%. SB 323 provides $850 million in permanent income tax relief, the largest in state history. Montana currently has the highest income tax rate in the Rocky Mountain West. Americans for Prosperity Montana, of course, had a big rally on Friday at the Capitol, and I saw some of the photographs on X. Of course, I took the day off Friday. Big thanks to George Blackard for filling in for us. But, yeah, they had a big rally. Looked like a good turnout at the Capitol on Friday. And by the way, good turnout at that hearing in support of Attorney General Austin Knutson Friday morning as well. I guess the room was so packed full of people that they needed, like, an overflow room to pack all of Austin Knutson's supporters into. But anyway, back to this this rally for income tax cuts. Americans for Prosperity Montana telling the Big Sky Business Journal they support SB 323 because it is, quote, the best tax reform policy that has hit this legislative session. That was a quote from AFP Legislative Director Henry Kringle. He also talked about the Federal Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, saying we stand behind the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act because it unleashed prosperity in America going back to 2017. We need to make that permanent, otherwise tax rates increase. All right, looks like Henry is not calling in this morning, so we've got the phone lines open for you if you want to jump in on the conversation. 406-294-0970. Let me pull up one other thing I had. Oh, here it is. Okay, since we're talking tax cuts, I want to talk more about income tax relief at the state level. But first, let's zero in here on the Trump tax cuts at the federal level. In fact, that's the headline from the Fox Business Network this morning. The Senate zeroes in on the Trump tax cut. Senators are awaiting a crucial decision from the Senate parliamentarian this week that could determine whether Republicans can make President Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent. Under current budget rules, Republicans must offset the cost of the cuts, but they may overrule the parliamentarian and use a current policy baseline to set the cost at $0, enabling an extension. That makes a lot of sense. It's current policy, so what's the cost, right? Now, first off, you and I know dang well that there isn't a cost. It's actually a benefit. Just like when the Trump tax cuts passed back in 2017, remember, it was Representative Lou Jones who had the line. He had the quote. He started talking about how in the Montana legislature, they saw a Trump bump in revenue because of the Trump tax cuts. Trump cut taxes, and they got more revenue in Helena because it helped the economy. And then, oddly enough, the Republican legislature and Republican Governor Greg Gianforte cut taxes in 21, and they cut taxes in 23, and we got another bump in revenue, didn't we? So there's actually not a cost. That's what the establishment swamp in Washington, D.C. tries to force you to do, because they don't want you to have the ability to cut taxes. So they want to tell you that there's a cost to tax cuts, when you know dang well as I do, there's the benefit from the tax cuts, not just to you and me, but government ends up benefiting from it as well, which is why we got to focus on spending. Senator Steve Daines is telling Fox Business, quote, the reason they, the Trump tax cuts, need to be made permanent is because tax cuts are a means to an end. And that's economic growth. It's wage growth. We've got to remove the uncertainty of Washington like we have right now. There is a $4 trillion tax increase looming. That's why Republicans in the Senate are pressing for swift action to renew the Trump tax cuts. Okay, now back to Montana specifically here. As I pointed out, Trump cut taxes in 2017. Remember, we had a Democrat governor back then. We had a Democrat governor back then who said, if Donald Trump cuts taxes, Montana is going to have a deficit. Montana is going to lose revenue. That didn't happen. Didn't happen. We ended up getting more revenue as a result of the Trump tax cuts. But boy, if we had listened to the Democrats and blocked the Trump tax cuts, oh man, could you? So we got the Trump bump. Then Republicans win the governor's office with Greg Gianforte. First time in 16 years. It's, how many of you weren't even around for those 16 years we had Democrat governors? And anyway, then, so of course, now we have a Republican legislature, Republican governor, tax cuts in 21 session, tax cuts in the 23 session. But as Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal pointed out here, in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet, Montana, still, when it comes to the Rocky Mountain West, we still have the highest income tax rate in the Rocky Mountain West. So not only do we need to lower the tax rate from 5.9 to 4.9 because that's our money and we deserve to get our money back. They're sitting on a big surplus in Helena. Give us our money back. But it's also good for the economy, and it helps grow revenues. I've brought this point up a couple of times when we get the Democrat legislator on the show once a week. They keep speaking out against the tax cuts, and it's like, you just mentioned how we have a big budget surplus in Helena after we cut taxes. But yet, how often do they keep making this claim, well, if we cut taxes, it's gonna harm revenue? It's like, how many times do they have to be proved wrong? But the people of Montana get it. Here's what else is interesting. Okay, so we have the highest income tax rate in the Rocky Mountain West. We lower this, not only do we get to keep more of our money, but it also makes Montana even more competitive on the economic front. That's where this other headline that Evelyn Pyburn reported in the Big Sky Business Journal is also so interesting. This is a report from the 9th District of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. The 9th District is comprised of 5 states, including Montana. The latest data from the third quarter of 2024 shows that Montana has the highest GDP of those 5 states in the 9th District of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. We edged out South Dakota. We've had a very steep incline in the increase of our GDP, especially since the post-COVID boom, right? Exceeding all other states in the district. Montana also has the highest percentage employment per 100 people than other states in the 9th district. So if this is what we're already doing, thanks to the conservative economic policies of Governor Gianforte and a Republican-led legislature, cutting the taxes in 21, cutting the taxes in 23, poised to do another round of tax relief here in 2025, imagine how much further we're going to be along. Or on the flip side, imagine how much worse we would be if Democrats were still in power in Helena. I just say that because so many people so easily take for granted what it took to get Montana in this position. But also think about this. Think about how much better our economic numbers will be. I was almost going to say would be, but let's be more optimistic because we got Donald Trump in the White House. Think about how much better these numbers will be once we make our timber industry great again, once we make mining in Montana great again, once we get the copper mine up and running near White Sulphur Springs. Hopefully we get the Stillwater mine back up and running as well. Hopefully we get these mines near Libby and Troy up and running as well. And so if that's what our GDP is looking like right now, imagine what our GDP could be looking like. The other reason why I think it's important that we make mining in Montana great again and why we make our timber industry great again is because, okay, yeah, so post-COVID-19, you get this rush of refugees that move to Montana. Higher incomes, a boost to the economy, a boost to the GDP. Okay, but how does that help that guy or that gal in Libby, Montana, that's still suffering from poverty with a view because the timber industry has been destroyed, because the mines have been destroyed? And that's why we need to make our mining in Montana great again. We need to make our timber industry great again is because everyday Montanans need to be able to capitalize on this economy. You know, aside from just, you know, the ways that they've already benefited from just, you know, tax relief and general, you know, economic progress that the red states have seen compared to the blue states. We're talking high wage jobs that everyday Montanans can capitalize on. All right, let's see. We should have Jake Eaton up next. I did see we just got a caller in as well. So Randy in Livingston, stand by. I'll sneak your phone call in before we get to our guest right after this. Are the...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's sneak in a quick phone call here before we get to our guest. We've got Randy in Livingston listening to KPRK. Randy, what's going on?
How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing great.
I got great. Two questions. Can you? I love what you do on the legislature. It really keeps people, you know, plugged in to figure out what's going on up there. As far as things getting passed, what have you heard anything about the Social Security tax being legislation they talked about earlier, possibly, you know, canning that tax or adjusting anything there?
Yeah, I know there's some legislative Republicans that are pushing a bill to block the tax on Social Security. You know, it's something that the Republican legislature has passed before, got vetoed by a Democrat governor. I do think, though, that property tax relief and income tax relief are taking up a lot of the oxygen and are probably higher up on the priority list. But I agree with you. I think it's something that needs to be done. And then you had a follow-up question about Tren de Aragua, something like that?
Yeah, I take the wife over to Bozeman, like a lot of people do, and she would go into the mall, and I'd sit there waiting for her, you know. And, man, I saw a lot of interesting characters walking around that mall, okay, in groups of four, a lot of guys. And now they're gone. I see nobody.
Interesting.
And when I go up there with her, I mean, I don't see any of that anymore. And it's like I heard one report that you guys gave out about Shelby, I think. But I was wondering if you could do a little update periodically on these guys and the rate of removal.
Yeah, we'll see if we can do that. I've been trying to get more information out of Border Patrol. I did get a response back from ICE last week, so maybe I'll follow up with them. But that's interesting. So, yeah, you're that guy. There, you know, whenever you go shopping, there's always that guy sitting in the chair in the entrance to the, like, the, like the Dillard's at the mall, who's just, you could tell he's just waiting for his wife to be done shopping. He's just sitting in the chair. That's just, but that's interesting. The cast of characters you used to see aren't there anymore. So the deportations must be having an effect here. Very interesting. Randy, thanks for the call. All right. Jake Eaton, conservative political consultant here in the House. Jake, you were at the hearing Friday morning, packed house. It sounded like there were so many supporters that showed up that they couldn't even.
Were turning away. There were probably, you know, 40, 50 people that showed up after the room was full and had to get turned away. And lots of support from the legislators and folks from really all over Montana. I mean, there was folks from Kalispell that showed up, folks for like me from Billings and in Bozeman, kind of all over the place.
What was your takeaway? You were there for it in person.
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, is we got to start with from the beginning, right? How do we get here? Like, why was this hearing going on? And the Democrats and the ODC, and they tried to make this a lot about, you know, the Attorney General's behavior. But what we forget is that this all started because the Supreme Court decided on a Sunday afternoon with no notice to anybody that they were going to come in and quash a subpoena that sought their own emails. Right. So they came in, they ruled on a case brought by their own employee, mind you, on a Sunday afternoon. And that's what started this whole controversy. And then, this went on for, you know, for months and months. And then there was this complaint filed by a California lawyer. Now, keep in mind, every judge and every lawyer in the state of Montana has an ethical obligation to report misconduct whenever they see it. So if the Supreme Court at the time had thought that any of the attorney general or his other lawyer's conduct rose to the level of punishable misconduct, they had an ethical obligation to report that. They did not. This complaint stemmed from a California lawyer filed the complaint. The Office of Disciplinary Counsel sat on it for 3 years. And then all of a sudden they revived it and brought it back up in the middle of an election year, you know. And they had a hearing. I mean, it was kind of the old 60s, 70s era, you know, Soviet show trials was a little bit more what it was. You know, these big time Democrat lawyers like Rick Ogle and Kerry Matovich. I mean, this panel that oversaw this hearing has given over $50,000 to Democrat candidates. But we're supposed to believe that these are all unbiased, impartial people. They come out and say, oh, yes, this conduct, you know, how dare you say mean things to these judges in the middle of a constitutional crisis between two co-equal branches of government. And, you know, we're going to find you guilty and release our findings 2 weeks before an election. But it's in no way political.
Yeah, and of course, these left-wing justices are such a bunch of hypocrites. They can say whatever they want about everybody else. We have right-to-know laws in Montana that are probably some of the strongest in the country. So, like, if there's government emails, government documents, we the people, we the public have a right to see what our public officials are talking about. But no. The courts think they're above all those rules and laws. So they want to criticize everybody else. They will even, have rulings that enforce right-to-know, except for when it comes to them. They're a bunch of hypocrites. They're a bunch of partisan Democrats that are funded by these radical left-wing Democrat Party mega donors, Planned Parenthood, you name it. In fact, the newly elected Justice Bitigeri, I mean, she won her race because she had so much, you know, basically out-of-state financial support from these. But all those groups, so you had a great tweet where you pointed out that, well, they're certainly getting their money's worth with her.
They are. You know, but the hearing, I think, went really well. It's really interesting to watch, you know, Tim Strzok, this longtime Democrat donor and activist who's serving as the special counsel for ODC. He's this whole time, you know, he's had the panel in his pocket, so to speak, right? When they went into the hearing, Knudsen's team objected 16 times. They lost 15 of them. He struck objected 8 times. He won all 8 of them, you know, stuff like that. But when you have, an objective panel, it makes your life a little bit harder. And I think Tim Strzok found that out. He was clearly wildly unprepared. I mean, it was almost like there was a couple times if he was a better human, I would have felt bad for him. But But really, I think what the judges, I mean, and you had, because the Supreme Court justices, the old Supreme, the pre-existing ones, prior to this election, just the two new ones, Swanson and Bitigiri, had all recused themselves, you have district court judges, you know, who are on the trench, in the trenches, from all over the state, you know, one from Kalispell, one from up north central Montana, a couple from Billings, one from down in Dillon, sitting on this case. And, you know, when Attorney General Knudsen's team started talking about highlighting some of the just blatant due process violations throughout this case, I mean, you could just see, like, these guys were just appalled. And they, at one point, even asked, like, you know, if a district court judge had done this and brought it to the Supreme Court, you know, what do you think would happen? And they asked this of Tim Strzok, like, if a district court case had all of these problems. And he said, well, I think you'd probably dismiss it. But you shouldn't dismiss this case. Yeah. Don't dismiss this case. So, I mean, it was...
That's
it was,
the thing, like, the due process that they would give to hardened criminals, that they do give to hardened criminals, but they wouldn't give due process to the elected attorney general of the state of Montana. And like, as you talk about these district judges that had to come help out with this, our courts are overwhelmed. We need more judges. We need more staff. And yet they're wasting all of this time on a phony, absurd complaint like this. The thing should be laughed out of there altogether. To me, it's just a, it's just a joke that they even had to hold a hearing like this.
Well, I don't disagree with you there. I do think they wanted to, you know, and to hear what, unlike is what has happened through the rest of the process, right? They wanted to have, you know, an actual proceeding and hear legitimate arguments from both sides. But I think it was very clear that there was not much sympathy for the way that this went down from that panel. It makes sense. I mean, you know, beyond just, you know, the objection thing that I talked about, you know, you go back into the record, there was three different motions, or I think two different motions at least, that had been filed before the Commission on Practice that they ruled on before they even waited for a response from the Attorney General's legal team. So, I mean that... It's not something you see a lot in an actual court of law or in an actual unbiased legal proceeding.
I saw Chief Justice Corey Swanson describe the whole thing as a, quote, mess from start to finish. To me, the whole thing should just be dismissed. They should just say, okay, we looked into this. It's over. But even if they do anything here, to me, it should just be a badge of courage for the Attorney General, because he's standing up for we the people.
Well, I mean, absolutely. Again, this all started because the Supreme Court came in on a Sunday afternoon and tried to quash a legislative subpoena. You know, we've got 100 duly elected members of the Montana House of Representatives elected by the people, and the Supreme Court just came on a Sunday afternoon and said, we don't care what you say, beat it, nerds. You know, get out of here. We're not giving you the stuff.
Yeah, and from what it looks like, it's hard to get some of these justices to show up Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but yet they showed up on a weekend to quash that?
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Trump Treasury Department revealed that the leading Democratic Party fundraiser, ActBlue, has been the subject of a number of suspicious activity reports. House investigators now requesting access to those reports. Elon Musk is questioning whether ActBlue might be funding terrorist activities carried out by anti-Tesla activists. Three Republicans in Congress and administrative panels are urging Donald Trump's Treasury Department to share with lawmakers reports of suspicious financial transactions related to ActBlue. Other GOP lawmakers are demanding probes by the Treasury and the FBI into whether the fundraising platform has helped organizations that are engaging in domestic terrorism or violating federal campaign finance laws.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, you exhausted every day? Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy.
and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell. It's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad, or homeschooling your kids, or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. It is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com, use promo code Hannity, you get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com, and Strong Cell believes in their products so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The first Black Republican woman to serve in the House has died. Former Utah Republican Representative Mia Love suffered from brain cancer. Doctors diagnosed Love with cancer in 2022. She recently published a farewell message in the Salt Lake City-based Deseret News. She also said that the cancer was no longer responding to the treatment. Love is a mother of three. She first emerged nationally at the Republican National Convention in 2012. That's where former Utah Senator Mitt Romney won the party's nomination for president. She also ran for Congress that year, narrowly losing to Democratic Representative Jim Matheson. When Matheson retired 2 years later, Love won the race. Love then lost to former Democratic Utah Representative Ben McAdams in 2018. In her farewell message, Love said, quote, "Some have forgotten the math of America. Whenever you divide, you diminish." Adding, quote, "The goodness and greatness of our country is multiplied when neighbors help neighbors." Mia Love was 49 years old. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hi, just a few minutes left this hour of the show. We'll have phone lines open for most of the 9 o'clock hour coming up for you. If you get something you want to talk about, conservative political consultant Jake Eaton in the house with us. He was at this hearing on Friday supporting Attorney General Austin Knutson. So, Jake, what do you think's going to happen? I thought it was interesting that one of the liberal blogs even quoted Strzok, the Democrat lawyer who was waging this lawfare against Attorney General Knutson. Even he says, well, even if they penalize him for criticizing the judiciary, it doesn't mean that he will lose elected office. To me, that shows they're backpedaling, they're backtracking. They know this is unpopular with the people of Montana. They know it is absurd overreach. And it just shows this is political. That's all it is. They simply want a headline to say, oh, yeah, we don't like what the attorney general said. Well, lottie freaking da.
I mean, you're 100% right. And to be clear, like, this is 100% reversal, complete 180 of his previous position, right? Like, at the hearing, while he wouldn't technically endorse it back in the commission of practice hearing last fall, he was arguing for disbarment, that would be an appropriate level, that they should take his law license forever and remove him from office. And now he's like, oh, no, I mean, you could just, you know, say some mean things about him, too, and then it'll probably all be even. But, yeah, this is 100% political. I mean, it's no coincidence that they issued this ruling 2 weeks before an election came out. They revived this complaint after they'd sat on it for 3 years in the middle of election. They actually announced that they were picking this complaint back up 2 weeks after Ben Alke announced that he was running. Ooh. Against you, forgive me, Ben Alke is the Democrat from Bozeman who lost to Attorney General Knutson by over 20%.
That's right.
That guy. After, 2 weeks after he announced his candidacy, they were like, oh, yeah, we've got this complaint sitting around that we haven't done anything with for 3 years. So, you know, let's dig that out. Maybe that'll help this kid get some momentum. It didn't, it turns out. But, yeah, this is just, I mean, this is 100% political. You know, like I said, they've now completely reversed their position from going to try to disbar him and remove him from office to now saying, well,
let's send a mean letter, they shouldn't even do that. But if they do, hey, you know, it's just more fodder for Attorney General Austin Knutson to point out,
you know, that he's standing up for we, the people of Montana. Jake, to me, this is a reminder of how important it is that the legislature gets judicial reform across the finish line this spring. It looks like House Bill 838, which would at least allow for partisan affiliation in the Supreme Court elections, is going to see some movement.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of important judicial reforms across the finish line already that have been passed by the governor. The first one being that political parties can now donate directly to to judicial candidates. That may not sound like a big deal, but it really is a huge step forward. And the other big one that we've got that's already been signed, there's a bunch in the process, but the other one that's been signed is some reform to this temporary restraining order standards in Montana. And we're seeing this nationally, right? You get these rogue Biden, you know, federal district judges,
nationwide injunctions
yeah. and stuff like that. So we've done some reform in Montana to really rein in our liberal Democrat district court judges' ability to do that.
Because just like what they'll do to stop President Trump deporting these hardcore criminal illegal aliens, oh, let's go file in the D.C. court and get this Bozo Boasberg to issue a nationwide injunction. Same thing, they'll file a lawsuit in Missoula or with some friendly judge somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, they'll run to Helena, right, and get Mike McMahon, former Democrat legislator, Mike Minahan, you know, and get him to sign off on whatever it is they want. So we're reining that in.
All right, Jake Eaton, great to see you as always. We've got phone lines open for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, plus a tribute to Terry Montana's own Norm Clark.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still have that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.